Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hello, I'm Andy Zaltzman and welcome to Top Stories, a show that revels in old news, as told on the Bugle podcast. Today we go back to May 2017 and Bugle issue 4030, featuring me, Alice Fraser and Al Murray. It was a week that had seen the awful Manchester terrorist attack, so after some reflection we gave the audience what they needed, the resumption of a horse tram service on the Isle of Man.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Before we get started on the show, this has been in Britain another week in which terrorists have inflicted utterly pointless tragedy on the innocent. It's been another horrifically depressing week. It was an act which, even within the moral compass of terrorism, a compass which points unerringly and unremittingly towards total s***ery, was utterly horrific. The response, as the response always is, dignified, defiant and heartbroken. Alice,
Speaking of which,
there was certain columns in Australia as well that took, well, a kind of almost jauntily dickish response to this story.
Yes, in no low too low news, Australian literary magazine editor Roger Franklin decided that he was going to leverage the appalling tragedy into a petty political vendetta against Q&A, which is a Monday Night Light political debate program that airs on the ABC. So he wrote an opinion piece saying that had there been a shred of justice, the Manchester blast would have detonated in an Ultimo TV studio. Because he wanted to punish the ABC for refusing to acknowledge the true causes of terrorism. And I don't know, I contend that had there been a shred of justice, Franklin would have been sideswiped by a terrible case of colon evacuation, and the time he spent in the toilet pooping out his dreams would have been just long enough to make him think twice. You know, maybe he'd think between spurts of hot rectal regret, oh, you know what's not actually cool? trivializing the murder of children by co-opting the weight of their senseless deaths to add force to a metaphor in a minor literary spat. And then he would have wiped his bottom and not suggested that lefties and moderate Muslims being on television should have been the rightful target of an incredibly wrongful attack. I don't know.
Well, certainly Shred of Justice is doing a lot of work there for him, isn't it? I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Alice,
yeah,
you can,
I mean, it's...
You can be reliably relied upon to bring some spectacular bodily analogies to... Basically, it's generally pretty much your first full sentence on each bugle you've been on has rocketed right into the top five of... crudest things ever said on this show.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm thought of as very well spoken in Australia.
Oh, no, absolutely. The two are not mutually exclusive, unquestionably.
I just think his dig is the equivalent of responding to a bad history report card by suggesting that if there were any justice, Ms. O'Brien would have been burned to death as a witch in Salem. It's just completely disproportionate. And the Quadrant editor, so this is the magazine it was published in, he's a prominent historian, Keith Windschuttle. He's a former ABC board member and author of the charming 2002 book, The Fabrication of Aboriginal History. He told Fairfax Media when they asked for comment, "You're talking bullshit, don't call back," which is simultaneously a most charmingly Australian and insanely douchey way to respond to a call for comment.
Well, political campaigning has been suspended for most of this week in the aftermath of what happened in Manchester. So we've decided to take a quick trip round some stories from around the world that might not have hit the global headlines, beginning with this.
Top story this week. Isle of Man horse tram service resumes.
That, Al, sounds like a cryptic crossword clue.
No, it's an
actual fact?
This is an actual news story. So the news is that the Isle of Man, well-known offshore tax area and motorbike holiday resort, has restored its horse taxi service. Now, that headline might in itself make you think, huh? They're heading back to the 50s before May wins the election. But no, actually, it's due to a temporary hiatus and the normal horse tram service is being resumed. Right. So it's not that they've brought back a tram service. It's that they've had to stop the horse tram service because the horses have been poorly. Apparently, the service was suspended because the horse was suffering a respiratory problem. Now, the way this story was written suggests why. The 140-year-old bay horse. that's it right there. Give the horse a break. I mean, I got puffed out coming down the stairs to the studio, and I'm 49. That horse is dragging tourists around, so he must be puffed. Now, I think this might be a thin end of the wedge, planet of the horses warning sign. Important that the revolution, the uprising, has begun. Horses have had to put up with our bullshit since the dawn of time. And of all places for this uprising to begin, for symbolism to really kick in, the Isle of Man, where the horse revolution begins. Ponies and horses, donkeys joining together too. The three species of horse. I think that's the three species of horse, isn't it?
Right.
Pony,
yeah.
Donkey and horse.
Yeah. Rocking.
Wait. What about zebra?
That's the forthcoming horse zebra war that will occupy most of the third millennium. But this story, it's because have you been to the Isle of Man, Andy?
I haven't, no.
Yeah, I've worked there a fair bit, and it's its own place, is how I'm going to put it.
Yes.
Clarkson has a big house there. They only gave up on birching quite recently, all that sort of thing. So that there's a horse tram there isn't a surprise, to be honest.
Right.
I mean, what else are they rocking over there? Like, is it the Iron Lung? I mean, I want to see some old stuff come back. I want to see the phonograph and the crossbow ballista and the telex.
Well, it's the what I can tell you is the last time I went there, in the window of one of the hotels or bars along the front in Douglas, there was a great big gollywog type item in the window.
Right.
So I don't know. They're
dated at best.
Yes, possibly. I mean, I've always had a wonderful time there. I come to praise the Isle of Man, not to bury it. But there's retro aspects, like you're saying, Alice. Asbestos. That's had a bad press, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's bad in the long term, but in the short term, if your house is burning down.
Terrific,
people are too long-termist.
It's all about the negatives in the modern media, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't have to go so far back to have some good outcomes. If we stapled phones back to the walls, you'd get fewer wankers texting in traffic. And if we brought back trial by combat, a lot of people on Twitter would pull their f***ing heads in.
The show I'm touring at the moment is called Let's Go Backwards Together.
Yeah.
Right, and I propose returning to the 50s, but with ABS, power steering, portable flat screen HD TV.
Right, faster over rates in Test cricket. Yeah, well, yeah, that, that too. Right on board.
Exactly.
Right on board.
Exactly. And the thing is, I called the show that this time last year. Let's go backwards together. And the Tory manifesto last week was forwards together. And you think, you f*** us. Because you're ripping me off here.
Yeah, well, forwards and backwards eventually meet.
The horseshoe theory of forwards and backwards, yeah. Isn't it?
I'd be in favour of witchcraft trials coming back. For the financial sector, though, because I think clearly, you know, white collar crime does not respond to the threat of conventional justice.
No.
Well, but, conventional justice doesn't seem to carry through for white collar crime anyway.
That is true. But if they were just going to get chucked in a pond at the first sign of misdemeanour, I think you'd see them fill in their tax returns more accurately.
A big pond in the City of London, that'd be quite a good... Actually, that's part of the utopia, isn't it? Right there.
What's that like if you're not shorting stock, you sink? Or...
it's interestingly, the horse tram was first threatened with closure in January 2016 after making a more than a quarter of £1 million loss the previous year.
I mean, paying these horses?
Well, exactly. It's one of the first rules of economics. Horse tram services don't grow on trees. Very hard to turn a big profit off the horse tram. It does suggest, I mean, the Luddites will rise again in their manually operated crank platforms. And maybe this is the Isle of Man's attempt to, it's a notoriously dangerous place for high-speed motorcycle racing. They have the TT races there amongst the most lethal sporting events. Maybe the horse tram shows that they need to slow things down.
I think it could definitely be it. I mean, what's interesting is it several horses, and they've all got the same thing. And I really do think this is the horses going, "F-." Go on, cough. Like that. And they've been, I mean, this could be just horses swinging the lead. This is why I'm concerned that this is the beginning of Planet of the Horses.
Right, because that is a legitimate concern. Al.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I had a respiratory illness, I was a little horse.
Oh, yes!
That pun is 10,000 miles away from us, but I can still smell it.
God, it seems almost not worth going on with the rest of the show. latest fitness bulletins coming through, not just respiratory issues from the Bay Horse Tramway Horse Squad. Rosie the horse tweaked a fetlock yesterday trying to outrun a bus, proved that the tram service can still cut it in the modern world. Petula the horse, indigestion from overgrazing in between shifts. They're very much overworked, these tram horses. I mean, it's fine if you're Thomas the Tank Engine.
Now, if memory serves, you do an impression of a horse, don't you?
Did I not just interview a horse, Al?
I think you interviewed a horse. That's right. Yes, you interviewed. Sorry, you didn't know. Yeah. Yes, you interviewed a horse. Yeah, I stand corrected.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get one on for next week's show.
Was that on your show? He did that, because I think he's done that on the Bugle as well.
He did it on. He definitely did it on my show. We definitely had quite a long interview with the horse.
Right.
The horse had lots to say as well. It was like the horse was in the room with us.
Yeah.
For some of it.
Well, I'm a very searching interviewer on the... can I finish my fitness bulletin?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Absolutely crucial for people betting on the horse tram races this weekend. Buster the horse, done his back during rush hour when they ended up with 50 commuters sitting on him. Champ the horse, he could be out of tramming for a month after electrocuting his mouth on the overhead cables when on an exchange scheme with a tram from San Francisco. Didn't work out either way. An Isle of Man horse tried to breed with the San Francisco tram, ended up with a metal pommel horse, which is absolutely no use in gymnastics.
Are there any fancy trams in Melbourne, Alice? Am I right in thinking there's a dinner tram?
Yes, there is a dinner tram for when you want to simultaneously have a romantic meal and go round corners really fast.
I mean, that narrows it down a bit, doesn't it?
It's a very specific audience of tourist chumps.
Thank you. More tomorrow. Depending on when you listen to this, it might not be too late to get Bugle Christmas merchandise in the store. Go to thebuglepodcast.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.